bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. I hate to be like a dog without its bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned for last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where, I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke. No bread. I mean, like nothing.
That was Ray Charles with the catchy tune Busted. Here's Elvis Presley with another catchy tune, You're Wearing That Loved On Look.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone. But the look in your eye that told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Baby,
hey.
A woman recently emailed me a list of the top 10 things that we just don't do anymore, and I'd like to go through that list with you now. Number 10, never interrupting people to take a phone call. Now, I will tell you, I'm a little bit guilty of that every now and then. As a recruiter that's on call 24 hours a day, it's very important for me to take my phone calls because I just never know if I'm going to miss that next candidate. It also could be that it's somebody wanting to purchase one of my products that I sell online, and I don't want to miss out on that extra $130 or whatever the case may be, and I definitely don't want to miss out a call on a family member that might be hurt. You just never know. But you can be nice about it. Number 9, holding the door open for the person behind you. I hope I'm never caught not doing that. It's something that I try to teach my son as well. Number 8, giving your undivided attention to your company rather than your phone. I totally agree with that. That is just rude. Number 7, saying you're welcome. Absolutely, sure thing or no problem is not an appropriate response. I do know this, when you ask somebody to do something and they respond with no problem, you might as well count on doing it yourself because it's going to wind up being a problem. Number 6, making polite small talk at the checkout. Absolutely, do that. It'll make the checker's day, it'll make your day, especially when you use their name. I try to use their name at least twice, sometimes 3 times. Number 5, taking off your hat indoors. I totally agree. We have gotten away from that. I do remember some years back, my father took me out to eat at a restaurant, and I was in need of a haircut, badly in need of a haircut, and I was ashamed of my hair, and I wore my hat into the restaurant. We sat down to eat, and my father looked at me and said, "Take your hat off, we're in a restaurant." I gingerly took the hat off, he looked at me for 2 seconds and said, "Put your hat on, we're in a restaurant." I well remember that. Number 4, RSVPing to events. That's true, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't had an event that required me to do so in a very long time. Number 3, giving your seat up on public transportation for the elderly, pregnant, or somebody who's with disabilities. I would agree with that, but then again, in this society, most people, like myself, just don't take public transportation. I've only taken a taxi cab once in my life. I'd like to think that people on the bus would do that. Number 2, welcoming a new neighbor with a batch of cookies or even a friendly hello. Now, I do that with a friendly hello, but I don't do the batch of cookies. I'm just not a cook. I tell people that I know 2 recipes. One's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the other one isn't. Number 1, writing thank you notes. That's true. We just don't do that anymore. Try to write a thank you note the next time somebody does something nice for you or gives you a beautiful gift. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Or even an ugly gift, for that matter.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Street. And when the cutting was done, they only
do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a whole long ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show with me this hour, and I'd especially like to thank all of the stations and networks that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station. It's where we started almost 4 years ago. Also, there's 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. They're in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina, out of the beautiful islands, and I do hope to go there someday. The Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Also, Q-Star Radio, now out of Florida, and KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of luxurious and beautiful Clay, West Virginia, and AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. There's AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia, and Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina. Also, Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. And our European cousins and neighbors, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for playing the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the websites that carry the program by going to my website at www.jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out the blog. I've got some new pictures up there. What fun we're having together, you and I, bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Another, oh, and I saw her stand there.
Earlier, that was Jim Croce with You Don't Mess Around With Jim, and we just listened to The Beatles' I Saw Her Standing There. Here's Sonny and Cher with The Beat Goes On.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Keep this in mind because it's true. No one was ever healed by wounding another person.
I'm proud to be called country-fied. Makes me happy as can be. And friends, I'm here to tell you that there'll be no change in me. We work our land the whole week long, but when Saturday rolls around, there ain't no keeping us on the farm. That's when country goes to town. Now most folks think I'm country-fied, and brother, they're sure right, 'cause I learned to walk behind a mule and to read my kerosene light. Some folks even call us fools and make fun of our way, 'cause we hang guards on our fence post just to keep up with the day. I'm proud to be called country-fied, makes me happy as can be. And friends, I'm here to tell you that there'll be no change in me. We work our land the whole week long, but when Saturday rolls around, there ain't no keeping us on the farm. That's when country goes to town.
To town. country ham and turnip greens. That's something fit to eat. And I just don't feel comfortable unless I'm riding on a wagon seat. The Lord gave me land to make my bread and air to breathe so free. Go on and call me countryfied, you sure ain't slandering me. I'm proud to be called countryfied, makes me happy as can be. And friends, I'm here to tell you that there'll be no change in me. We work our land the whole week long, but when Saturday rolls around, there ain't no keeping us on the farm. That's when country goes to town.
Are you having a great day? I sure am. I've got an extra day off this week, too, and I am so looking forward to taking an extra drive this week with my son. We plan on heading out for some ice cream and visiting a few sites. That's what it's all about for me, enjoying life and doing it with the people that I love. As a matter of fact, in a few months, I'll be headed to Arizona to spend a week with my mom and dad, all my brothers and sisters, and all of their kids. I realize that some families are not so fortunate to get together like that, but I'll tell you, I am really going to enjoy it. I'm going to tour the Grand Canyon and the town of Tombstone and all the places in between with my family, and I'm excited to see the faces of all the kids as they explore new places and learn new things. I do hope you're having a great week. Keep passing out all the smiles and spreading the joy. It is time for me to bid farewell. I will catch up with you next time on this fantastic station that you chose to make a part of your day. Remember that where there's a heart of courage, there is hope for change. You've been listening to the fella that's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop on the Jason Kurtman Show. Here's Sam Cooke with Somebody Have Mercy.
Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Let me tell you, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think I got her chained down, she starts acting up again, but oh, let me tell you, I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm gonna grab me a armful of Greyhound and ride just as far as I can and blow that thing for me now. Yeah. Tell you one more time, somebody have mercy. I wonder what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy. Somebody have mercy. I wonder what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Blow that one more time while I tell them I'm standing here wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yes, I am. Oh, I got a long way to get there, and I got a short time to go. One more time, oh, oh, oh.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Thanks again so much for listening. The Jason Kirkman Show has been underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com. Fuller Brush, supplying America with cleaning products for industry and the home since 1906. Today's FullerBrush.com.